Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
An abortion center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, is operating without a license. This particular center is owned or associated with the abortionist James Pendergraft IV. He's the owner of the Fort Lauderdale Women's Center and others. His medical license to operate these have been revoked because of criminal convictions. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this Pendergraft individual has had a long history of run-ins with criminal law. He's actually spent time in a federal prison some years ago, but also he was caught with, in his trunk in another state, abortion utensils, objects full of blood, operating an abortion clinic in another state, going door to door, doing abortions in people's houses, and then throwing the utensils, the tools of the death industry in the back of his trunk, going to another place and doing another abortion. He was also charged with possession of illegal drugs. His license was revoked, and as a consequence, he lost the ability to run these abortion clinics in Florida. He had four, at least, two in Orlando, one in Ocala, and one in Fort Lauderdale. And the one in Fort Lauderdale is still operating, Matt. But there's an amazing story about what we want to talk about as we move on to this story. Holly, you can begin sharing that later about what happened to the abortion clinic in Orlando, the so-called Epoch Clinic. But here what we have is Florida, the agency revoked the license of this Fort Lauderdale abortion clinic. Yet we have been told by pro-lifers who are outside of that clinic praying and giving information to women that they're still doing abortions in this unlicensed abortion facility.
Well, that's against the law. They're violating law if that's the case. If they've been shut down, why have they not been raided and physically removed? This is crazy.
Well, you know, we really need to call upon Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration. It's called ACA. They're the ones that need to be responsible to shut them down. You know, our pro-life counselor down there filed a complaint with them on the day that the license had been suspended, and they were still operating at full blast, so to speak. So we really need to call upon them and call our legislators to hold them accountable to shut this place down.
Yeah, Pendergraft was recently convicted. He was arrested back in 2015 in South Carolina, him and another girl. They were a traveling abortion group going door to door. And when they arrested him, they opened up the trunk. And inside the trunk were bloody instruments.
Awful. Ugh.
And they also found he was operating in South Carolina without a medical license, and that he had these medical tools performing in-home abortions, and he had possession of illegal drugs. He was charged and convicted. And as a result, Florida took action, revoked the licenses of these four abortion clinics, but the one in Fort Lauderdale is still killing children. The last report is at least 34 abortions have occurred since the license was revoked on March 27, 2018.
We're calling
upon the Florida agencies and the Attorney General to stop this illegal operation. But, you know, there's an amazing story. The one in Orlando, the Epoch, E-P-O-C, it's been around for some time. That is also closing. An amazing story happened there because we have a friend that for many years has gone out in front of that clinic every day to pray for and with women and provide support to these women going into the abortion clinic. An amazing thing happened back in Thanksgiving of 2017.
Right. Yeah, John, who is the faithful pro-life counselor, is out there every day, you know, sharing the gospel with these women and saving many babies' lives as a result. You know, and he develops relationships with these people. He's not brass or aggressive, but he's just sharing the gospel. And so Thanksgiving dinner, the employees of this abortion clinic invited him in for lunch. And he starts sharing the gospel with him.
Now, the fact that they would invite...
I know, that's amazing. I said, they invited you in?
Yeah, yeah. For lunch on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's out there on Thanksgiving Day.
Right,
or near
he's out there on Thanksgiving Day.
It's Thanksgiving Day.
Right, sharing the gospel. They invite him in for lunch. And, you know, and he shares the gospel and he calls them to repent. And
so while they're having like a Thanksgiving dinner with this guy who's out there every day sharing the gospel, invited in was just an amazing thing. He shares the gospel with them during the dinner. And what does he do?
Right. So he calls them to repent because obviously he's showing them what, you know, what they're doing.
And he's inside the abortion clinic having lunch with them.
Yeah.
And he calls them to repent.
Yes.
These are the people that are doing the abortion.
Right. So the next day, half of them quit.
The staff quit.
I'm like, hallelujah, really? He goes, yeah, half of them quit, so they couldn't operate. I'm like, that is a miracle.
This is the same clinic in Orlando that's owned by this James Pendergraft. It's also the same clinic, Holly. It's on our website. Goes back a number of years, but you can go back to 2005, and there was a 911 emergency phone call with regards to a woman who went to this Epoch abortion clinic. She was from another state. She already had two children. She got pregnant by this guy who I think was abusive. She went to a counselor. She recommended getting an abortion. There's this clinic in Florida that does late-term abortions. She goes there. They do it in two phases. You go in one day, they give you the abortion-inducing drugs, which causes you to go into contractions and dilation. They typically will do one of two things to kill the baby before that happens. They'll inject the amniotic fluid with a high concentration of salt so that you literally scald to death, or they'll inject the baby with some kind of poison and kill it. The next day, sometime in the afternoon, they plan this person to come back. By this time, the drugs for inducing the abortion kick in, and they deliver a dead baby.
Mm.
Well, what happened with this person is she goes there, they give her the drugs to induce abortion. There's no doctor. It's just people, nurses, whatever. I wouldn't even call them nurses. They're just clinic workers. She doesn't get the drug to kill the baby. They overlook that part. And then so the next day, she starts going into contractions early. She comes back to the clinic, and there's a friend that's with her, another girlfriend that drove her there, and she goes into contractions. She describes this clinic. She says that you go into the room, the linen smells musty and moldy. There's blood splatters on the wall.
Mm.
She goes into contractions. She goes into the women's restroom, and she starts giving birth to this baby while she's sitting on the toilet. She screams for help because she gives birth to the baby. It goes into the water of the toilet bowl, still attached with the umbilical cord. She screams for help. She calls her friend who's out there with the cell phone. That person calls 911. There's a recorded 911 call that we have. The EMTs arrive. The clinic workers go out and meet the EMTs, and they say, no, no worries, just somebody who was panicky. Everything's under control now. Nothing to look at here. The EMTs believe it. They take off, shut off their lights, go back to their EMT headquarters, and never come into the clinic.
Tragic.
And this little baby dies. And there is a picture of this baby, 22 weeks post-conception. And I was asked by this mother to go see it at the mortuary. And so when I went into the morgue, they took me into this place where they keep the bodies and they pull out, you've seen this on the news or TVs or maybe in person, where they pull out the place that the bodies are laying on. But here's a shoebox, and inside that shoebox is a perfectly formed baby.
Tragic.
And this is called Baby Rowan. The mother's name is Angel. Baby Rowan is what she named it. And there it is. It's a picture of it on our website. And it's fully born, fully intact. It just simply suffocated. Nothing wrong with the baby, except this is the face of abortion. And this is Pendergraft and his death mill. But now, as a result of people praying, this Epoch clinic,
right,
aside from the fact that it has to shut down, lost a lot of their staff because of people praying. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Pray for all of these sidewalk counselors around the country that go out there every day to share the gospel and hope. And pray also that this tragedy of abortion will end. We're doing everything we can, fighting on so many fronts. for the Sanctity of Human Life. You can join us in this effort in prayer and financial support. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.